Every 5 years or so, the U.S. Farm Bill sets policy for things related to food, from subsidies for farmers to food stamps. The last bill expired in September of 2012 and has limped along since by extensions. Lawmakers have been tending to other hot topics, such as health care. But Wednesday, several dozen U.S. representatives and senators will attempt to hash out a compromise. Margaret Crome is watching closely from her base in Madison. She's public policy director for the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. It's devoted to farm research and education. Crome describes following the farm bill on its crawl through Congress as excruciating.
The Senate bill was not a perfect bill. The House bill was less perfect.
Crome says both versions would slash nutrition spending over the next 10 years. The Senate's by $4 billion, the House by $40 billion. The pot includes money for food stamps and nutrition education. Crome calls those programs the safety net for millions of families. In Wisconsin, the most recent stats indicate more than 800,000 people are plugged into the resource.
Children, families, elderly, people who need those nutrition programs to make sure that they have enough to eat. So the cuts to the nutrition program are extreme in the House, and I think that it's going to be one of the big points of contention in the negotiations.
The last farm bill from 2008 allocated $100 billion a year in spending, with up to 80% going toward food stamps and other nutrition programs. Many federal lawmakers say the country cannot sustain such a huge expenditure. Crome says the fits and starts approach to crafting the farm bill has resulted in stalled funding to successful programs, including some that nurture locally grown foods.
It includes funding for organic agriculture, specialty crops. Wisconsin's got a lot of specialty crops. For the farmers market promotion program, which includes all sorts of direct marketing.
Crome says the promotional program launched 7 years ago. It provided 19 Wisconsin markets with $900,000 to build a customer base.
A lot of people care about local food, people concerned about obesity, people concerned about protecting farmland, people concerned about helping farmers be profitable, people wanting to make sure that people have more choice in their food and are encouraging the consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Besides funding to promote healthy food, Crome says the farm bill needs to help promote farming in general.
The average age of our farmers is 57 years old, which reflects a tremendous preponderance of farmers that are very much older than that. So we have a tremendously aging population in agriculture, and not having enough new people coming into agriculture is considered one of the riskiest aspects of our nation's food security for the future.
A farm straddles Ozaukee and Washington counties. Angela Rester is director of Wellspring. She says it helps train young people to farm through internships. Rester says the fact the farm bill has been running on empty is debilitating.
It is creating a lack of economic opportunities for this next generation of growers, farmers. It's also impacting rural communities and impeding their opportunities to grow their local economies through agriculture because some of these innovative programs aren't being funded.
Rester says some of the funds help startups set up their farms. Then there also remains unanswered questions about federal subsidies for dairy farmers, a Wisconsin staple. If the farm bill remains in limbo, policy would default to a 1949 agricultural law. That could force the dairy industry into an antiquated pricing system and could, for example, cause the price of milk to spike. In the meantime, some members of Congress say it's time to reduce subsidies for farmers of certain means. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.